I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. A number of American bishops have responded to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano's allegations, including some who were named in the 11-page letter. Cardinal Blaise Cupich said he considered Vigano's claims that his appointment to Chicago was orchestrated by Archbishop McCarrick and others, quote, astonishing, saying the only, quote, substantial conversation he had with Vigano about his Chicago appointment was when he received word of it. He added that Vigano personally participated in his installation ceremony and offered congratulations. Cardinal Joseph Tobin of Newark issued a statement saying, quote, the factual errors, innuendo, and fearful ideology of the testimony serve to strengthen our conviction to move ahead resolutely in protecting the young and vulnerable from any sort of abuse. Cardinal Wuerl of the Archdiocese of Washington stated that during his time as Archbishop of Washington, no one came to him with any sort of claim against Archbishop McCarrick. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo of Galveston, Houston, said the questions and claims raised in Vigano's letter need to be investigated and answered so that innocent men are not, quote, tainted by false accusation, and those that are guilty are not allowed to, quote, repeat sins of the past. White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position at the White House in the fall after the planned Senate confirmation vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. On Twitter, President Trump praised McGahn, saying he'd, quote, worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service. McGahn has been instrumental in Trump's picks for the Supreme Court, helping the president choose both Neil Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. He has also been a part of rolling back a number of Obama-era regulations. The announcement of his departure comes a little over a week after a report that McGahn has been cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the election and possible cooperation with Russia by Trump's campaign team. Two construction workers fell to their death in Orlando, Florida today after scaffolding collapsed at a hotel being built. A third worker was able to hang on and then climb to safety. What caused the scaffolding to collapse is not yet known. The hotel, which will be a Marriott property, is a 16-story, 516-room, $282 million project. A Marriott spokesman said the company is deeply saddened by the tragic accident and sends their thoughts and prayers to the family and loved ones of the workers who died. During his weekly general audience today, Pope Francis said that while the faith of Catholics in Ireland is strong, the abuse scandal and its cover-up by church leaders has caused a drop in those looking to become priests, as well as other vocations in religious life. The Pope said that it is hard for faith to flourish in the midst of, quote, these problems, the scandals. Pope Francis added that while his trip to Ireland brought moments of, quote, great joy, there were also moments of, quote, pain and bitterness caused by the suffering abuse survivors went through. He said that his meeting with abuse survivors left a, quote, profound mark, and that he prayed for forgiveness for the sins, the scandal, and the betrayal that was felt by survivors and church members. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.